Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Perek Tezayin of Masechet Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So we said, in order to prevent a woman from being unable to remarry after her husband dies, the Chachamim were very makil in terms of the level of evidence you need that the man is dead. So some of these kulas are going to be the topic of today's Mishnayos. Afilu shama min anashim omros meis ish ploni. Even if you just overhear women saying, oh, this man died, dayo, that's enough evidence to testify that the guy is actually dead, even though the women were just, you know, having regular conversation. They weren't trying to be made anything. Someone is allowed to be made in court based on just hearing women talk about this, even though it's only hearsay. Normally hearsay is not good edus. In this case, it's good enough. The chum were so were makil. Rabbi Yehuda, because of for takanas agunos to allow a woman to get remarried. Rabbi Yehuda, afilu shama min atinokos amrim harein holchel nispod v'likbaris ishploni. Even if you hear children saying, oh, we're going to the hesped and the kavura of so and so. Again, they were just masiach lefi tumo, having conversation, and you overheard it. Bein shu miskaven. That's because we accept the testimony that a person died, whether the person saying the testimony is trying to say testimony, or whether they're just masiach levituma and they're just having conversation. Rabbi Yehuda Bava Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Bava says, Be Yisrael afal pishu miskaven. If a Jew says that someone died, you can trust him even when he knows that you're trusting him to say that someone died, and he's trying to testify. But if a guy is knowingly trying to say testimony, we cannot trust him, we cannot believe him. If he's Eino Miskavin, he's Masiach Lefitumo, then we're able to believe him. Now, Mishnah Vav, Mi'idin La'or HaNer La'or HaLavana. The Edom can testify that a man died and allowed the wife to get remarried, even if they only saw the body by the Or of a Ner or of moonlight. U'masin Alpi Baskol, and also a woman can get remarried based on a voice that says that her husband is dead, even if we don't know whose voice it is. Baskel usually means like a Baskel min HaShemayim, but over here it means that there was a person that announced something, and we just don't know who the speaker was, but it was a human being. Now the Mishnah tells us two stories where a woman is allowed to remarry based on some voice. There was a guy who was standing on a mountaintop, and he made this proclamation that this man, son of so-and-so, from a certain place, has died. So they went to see who was the announcer, who was saying this, and they couldn't find anybody. But nevertheless, they allowed the wife to get remarried. So apparently, you see that you're supposed to try to find who the source is, but if you can't, she's allowed to get remarried. There was another story that happened in Salmon, where a person was heard saying that I, so and so, the son of so and so, have been bitten by a snake and I am dying. And people went to where the voice came from and they found a dead body, but they didn't recognize the body, meaning they couldn't identify the body. It could be the snake bit him on the face or something, bit his nose off, and therefore they couldn't recognize the body. But they still allowed his wife to remarry. Based on the baskol, so to speak, on the voice of the person who we were never able to positively identify. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hey, we said that even if you just hear women talking about the fact that a guy died, you could testify that he's dead. Rabbi Yehuda said even if you hear children saying, oh, we're going to the funeral of so-and-so, you could trust that he's dead. And the rule is that whether it's the person's trying to say testimony or it's just Masiach Lefitumo, they just happen to be talking, you're allowed to trust it. Rabbi Yehuda Bava says if that's true by a Jew, but by a guy, if he's trying to say testimony, we don't believe him. By a guy, we only believe when he's Masiach Lefitumo. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that they could be made about a body, even if the body was only seen in very dim lighting, and also a baskel can be trusted that a person is dead. And we have two stories of a baskel. One where someone announced that from a mountaintop that somebody had died, but they were never able to find the person who made the announcement. And the other of a guy who self-identified and said that he's been bitten by a snake and he's dying. And then we then found his dead body, but we're not able to independently verify that it's him. We're allowed to trust that it's him based on his own announcement that it was him. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will learn Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Zayin, the last Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos, as well as the first Mishnah in Maseches Ksubos.